From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our Gospel program. This morning we will be returning to Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 42, and our topic of the dark wrestlings of Christ in Gethsemane. Our hymn is Down at the Feet of Jesus, and it will be sung for us by the Whitfield Choir. But before that, let me take a moment just to mention our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be introducing an extract from a new sermon. It's entitled No Gobbledygook in the Gospel. If you're wondering what that refers to, listen in tonight at 9 o'clock. All will be revealed. We will, of course, be continuing our study, The Marks of Grace and a True Christian. That's all at 9 o'clock this evening. Do join with me then. Now back to this morning. And here's the Whitfield Choir singing, It Was Down at the Feet of Jesus. We'll be turning then to Mark chapter 14, the verses 32 to 42. Please follow as I read from Mark, the chapter 14 and the verse 32. And they came to a place which is called Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And he saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he saith, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they or knew they what to answer him. And he cometh a third time and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest, it is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up. Let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. In our study of this portion last week, we considered how the burden of the sins of Christ's people weighed very heavily upon the Savior. It says he fell to the ground. Again, we noted what importance Christ placed upon prayer in a time of trouble. It was to prayer that he resorted in this dark hour of affliction. The last point I wanted to make, but was unable to because time ran out for us last week, centers upon what it was the Savior was praying in the garden. When we read of the Savior saying, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Verse 36. It does not mean that Christ was wishing to avoid the cross. I have no doubt that this was not the case. Rather, I believe the devil sought to kill the Savior in Gethsemane in order to stop the sacrifice of the cross ever taking place. The devil sought to kill the Savior while he was a babe in Bethlehem, when Herod slew the innocent children. Matthew chapter 2 and the verse 16 reads, Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. This was an attack of the devil. Herod was the instrument of the devil, but the purpose was to stop the Savior reaching the cross. The devil's temptations at the beginning of the Savior's ministry was another attempt to hinder Christ's great work of redemption, which centered upon his dying on the cross. Now here again in Gethsemane, the same scheme is afoot. It was an attempt to frustrate the wonderful plan of God to save sinners. You see, salvation for the sinner requires the death of Christ. Without shedding of blood is no remission. Hebrews 9 and the verse 22. For the guilty sinner to be pardoned, his sins have to be paid for. And that was what Christ was seeking to undertake at the cross. At the cross he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So said Isaiah the prophet in chapter 53 and the verse 5. If that payment could be stopped or hindered, then the whole scheme of redemption would come to nothing, and there would be no gospel, and all of us would utterly be without hope for all eternity. But praise God, the Lord Jesus was not to be hindered by the devil. Listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 5 and the verse 7. Speaking of Christ, it says, Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. This is undoubtedly a reference to this incident and Christ was here offering up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears that he might be delivered from death in the Garden of Gethsemane in order that he might die on the cross as a sacrifice for his people. On another occasion the Saviour said, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour." John chapter 12, the verse 27. Christ ever had the cross before his eyes. He was not shrinking from it now in the Garden of Gethsemane, but something darker and more sinister was taking place. The devil was seeking to thwart God's plan of salvation by slaying Christ before he could die as the spotless Lamb of God at Calvary. The Lord Jesus came to die at the cross, under the judgment of his Father, in order that he might save his people by being punished in their place. That death he willingly yielded himself up to. But in Gethsemane he was praying that he might be delivered from the murderous attempt of the devil, and he was delivered from death at the hands of the devil. Had Christ died in the garden, as I've already said, there would be no gospel today. There would be no salvation today. But Christ did not die in the garden, but died on the cross and obtained eternal redemption for his people. Have you received that salvation obtained at Calvary? The devil has many ways of hindering the salvation of sinners. He not only sought to disrupt God's plan in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he seeks ever to turn sinners from the gospel call. He couldn't stop the Savior fulfilling his Father's will. He couldn't stop the Savior going to the cross to die as the substitute of his people. But how many sinners he has deceived into turning from the cross, where alone pardon and salvation and deliverance is to be found through the blood of the Lamb. What of you today? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Don't be deceived by the devil, who would murder your soul by keeping you back from Christ, the only hope of your salvation. Trust him today. Call upon him today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God bless you. Do join us again around God's Word next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.